and sharing God's word with you today. And I'm also really super excited that I got an extra hour of rest. Yeah! I had a chance to blow dry my hair. I put on my makeup. My eyebrows are on fleek. Kinda, sorta. But hey, we are wrapping up our last week of I Love TJ series, and it's going to be an amazing talk. We've had a great time leading up to today, just getting to know each and every one of us at a different level of community and service. This whole I Love series has been about God and his blessing to us, and equipping us to get out there and be generous and bless the community through serving, just like Jesus did when he came into this broken world as a man. So what I want us to do is read our theme verse out loud, which means your outside voices, on the count of three. It's going to be up on the screen. It's also on your outlines if you guys want to do that, or through your phones if you downloaded the ELC app. On the count of three, ready? Three. The word became flesh and blood. Only one person. Ready? On the count of three. Three. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous, inside and out, true from start to finish. John 1:14. So what happened is that Jesus was sent by God the Father into our world to teach us what it looks like to love, what it looks like to serve, and what it looks like to bless others. This whole Jesus mission to serve and love was actually something that he did by giving himself away and dying on a cross. But before he died on the cross, he was teaching the disciples how to be on mission, how to share the message. And guess what's happened since then? That same mission and that same message of hope and love of Jesus has been passed on to us. So we are privileged to be able to share what the hope of Jesus looks like. And I would like you to tell your neighbor, Jesus brings hope. That didn't sound very hopeful. A little louder. Jesus brings hope. He does. He does. So here's the big idea for this series. Take a look at the following statement. It's on your outlines. It's also going to be up on the screen. And I want to make sure you guys fill in the blanks, because there are some blanks on those outlines. I know. I've seen them. So don't act like you don't. Grab your pens and fill it out. Here we go. If we are going to love our city, we must understand. We are sent people to bless people where we live, work, and play. We are sent people to bless people where we live, work, and play. So last Sunday, we did something very unique and very different. Normally, we would have a church service within these four walls. But what we did is we skipped over that and decided to get outside and do service to the community. And it was amazing. It was awesome. It was one of those days where I was like, oh my God, what an amazing day. Everyone had a role to play. Everyone did something to serve the community. And I'm going to show you a little video clip. Check it out. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to East Lake Church Playas. We are jump-starting our Sunday morning community I Love Tijuana project. It's going to be an amazing day. I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell, because I just can't keep it to my. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got shirt.
You're gonna clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old man.
Yeah.
Got that joy.
wife and I, we wanted to find a church here in Tijuana that's bilingual. It was from the United States. My wife is from Mexico. And we found online East Lake Church, and they've got service in English and in Español. And so we showed up today to attend for the first time, and they said, sorry, they're not here. No one's here today other than, well, they'll be back later to barbecue, but they're out cleaning the streets right now and the beach and the park. And so we said, dude, we got to go be a part of that. So put on some gloves, and we're out here now, and we love it. So thanks, East Lake Church.
Woo! Oh, man. That was awesome. That was awesome. And I am super proud and excited to be like linking arms with another group of people in our church that loves to do this kind of stuff out in the community. It was awesome. We are a people on the mission for Jesus. If you are a Jesus follower, then you know you are a sent person. Us Christ believers are a people that are sent into the world to bring love and hope, the shalom, the peace of God into a broken world. We bring the hope of Jesus. So tell your neighbor, there is hope in Jesus. That's right. So for the last couple of weeks, speaking of the hope in Jesus, we have introduced to you this neighborhood map and this prayer card. I think you guys might even have it inside your programs. And what we did is we challenged ourselves to get to know 8 individuals, 8 families, maybe get to know their names or stories, a little bit of facts about them, but with the sole and only purpose of learning their needs so that we could pray for them and serve them. So this right here is something that we've been doing, taking the second commandment that Jesus said was the most important one, and that is to love our neighbor as ourselves. So that's what this card right here is all about. The way we bless those where we live, work, and play is actually a very easy thing to do. I'm going to have the 5 simple rhythms to share Jesus up on the screen and also in your outlines, and it is the BLESS. It stands for 5 simple rhythms to share Jesus, and the first one is B, begin with prayer for the people around you. And how do we do that? We pray for good health, we pray for opportunity, for their protection and strength, we can pray for their jobs, for financial security and stability, we can also pray for their emotional needs and health, a quality of life, to have some joy, to have some peace. We can also pray for their relationships with their families, with others, even with us. And we can also pray for their spiritual journey. If they've not met Jesus, that they can actually have a relationship with him. And we can also pray for those who have said yes to Jesus to grow in their walk with the Lord. That is how we begin with prayer. The next one is L, which is listen. And Jesus was really good at this. He liked to have people around him, and he liked to hang out with others because he was a great listener. And it's so awesome that if you spend most of your time talking, you're probably not going to want to hang around with that person who's always talking and talking and talking and talking, and they never listen. But Jesus did this really well, and we need to learn how to model how to listen to others so that we can bless them. And also the E is for eat. A lot of us like to eat around here. I know where you guys go to eat when you're hungry. E is for eat. It's let's go hang out. Let's become friends. Let's grab a burger. No strings attached. I'm not going to tell you anything outside of the norm. I just want to be your friend so we can bless others by eating together. And then the S is for serve, meeting others' needs. We can definitely bless them by meeting their needs. And then the S for story, which is share your Jesus story and the story of Jesus. I'm going to walk you through the last 2 S's on the list. And here's your next fill-in. Look at your outline. It's going to be up on the board, and let's fill in the blanks. Here we go. Number 1 is to serve. Serve people perceptively, personally, and powerfully. Serve people perceptively, personally, and powerfully. So we need to understand, before we're able to serve others, that we know what is going on in their lives. What's happening? That's what it means to serve them perceptively. You got to see their needs and what's happening. That way we can serve them better and help them out. A few months ago, I don't know, maybe about 6 months ago, our lead pastors from our network got together and they said, hey, and they were being perceptively looking into the situation about sending some teams from our East Lake Church campuses to the prisons in San Diego. Two in particular, one is Donovan and one is Geo. Now, specifically today, I'm going to tell you guys about Geo. My husband went to that prison, so I know quite a bit about that one. And if you don't know his story, come and hang out and take us for a bite to eat afterwards, and we'll tell you all about it. But Geo is a prison. It's in downtown San Diego. And our East Lake team from different campuses decided that they're going to do church inside of the prison in Geo. Now, what's going to happen with those inmates, once they're released, they are going to be deported into Tijuana. Now, around here, we don't like to use the word deported. We like to use the word reassigned. Just has a nicer little, like, we're being reassigned, and we are on a mission with a message for Jesus. So these inmates are going to be reassigned into Tijuana. So I was thinking, wow, all these guys are going to be showing up, and who do you think they're going to be showing up with? Their families, their wives, their kids. So I am perceptively seeing a need. These women and kids are going to be showing up, some of them heartbroken, some of them struggling, as the reassignment takes place. But here's how else we can serve others personally. And what is that? What does it mean to serve people personally? It just means to do it wholeheartedly, to feel what they feel, to cry when they cry, to celebrate them when they're celebrating, to enter into their emotional life and their situation and be able to be there with them. Do you guys think that some of these women, even some of the guys that are being reassigned, are going to be experiencing some heartache, some hardship? Yeah, because it's hard in the beginning. We've been here 8 years, but we know what that feels like. I remember, I'm like, I have no friends, I have no church, my family's over there, and I mourned those losses. So we can serve by being with them through this hard time. And also, powerfully. Serving powerfully, you know what, guys? It just basically means having the guts to ask God to show up in the mess. Just to come and do what only He knows how to do. Maybe provide jobs for these families, stability, maybe a place where their kids can learn and have an education. Show them where the tomates are on sale, Calimax, Soriana, Tianguis, Walmart. There's options. But that's what that means, is just pray with them and say, hey, you are not alone. We're going to do life with you. That's what that means, to pray in the mess. For the last few months, I've been meeting with a team of women who are actually from our campus here in Playas. Their team name is Team Embrace. Now, these women have decided that they want to bless these families as they come and be reassigned into Tijuana, and they're going to do just that, embrace them, which means help them provide support, love, understanding, point them in the right direction, show them how to do stuff, you know, maneuver themselves back to the border to cross, legally, of course. That's what this Team Embrace is going to be doing in the next few months as we are in the grassroots of that, and I'm really looking forward to what God has in store in the next few months. Well, let's read our next verse. It's going to be up on the screen and on the outline. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. John 14:12, which leads us to our next fill-in. To bless the people around us, we must, number two, take every opportunity to share the and our Jesus story. Take every opportunity to share the and our Jesus story. Sharing the Jesus story is not something we do corporately, like right here in the church with a whole bunch of people, even though that's a good thing. But that's not the only way that we can share Jesus. God has prompted us, even through this blessed opportunity, to have organic, non-threatening, non-invasive conversations with people on an individual one-on-one basis. So what we need to do is seize those opportunities. And when you have a great story to tell, it is so easy to share it. It is so easy to share. And I'm going to prove to you guys that that is true. What happens when you read a great book? And what happens when you watch a great movie? What do we have the tendency to do? We tell people. Right? I mean, some of you might know, some of you might not. But those who know me know I love to read. I love to read. I love to read. And some of my favorites are amongst the novels by Francine Rivers. I have given away this book. I have lent this book out, and I've given away many other books that are great reads that I think people should have the opportunity to learn or read or get to know, because I know the story. And I love this book. She's a great author. Francine Rivers. But I also like to watch movies. So does my husband. Right, babe? Cinepolis Cash all the time. When we go to the movies, we like to share when there's a great movie out there. All of us do. We're like, hey, you got to check out this movie. It's really good. And I'm going to show you some of our favorites. You ready? Oh, you guys know the story. My husband cried on this one. I did a little bit, but Fito really cried. That's one of them. And then we really like this one, too. Yeah, this is like one of those funny ones. You guys know the story? All right, all right. Like that one, too. Here's another one. I don't shine shoes anymore. Woo, that's a good one, right? You guys seen this one?
Yeah.
All right. But here's one of my all-time favorites. And if you don't know what this is, I will tell you later. Right? I mean, come on. You guys know this legit OG stuff going on right there. It's easy to share when you know the stories. It is. It really, truly is. But as Jesus people, people who know Jesus, we have the greatest story ever told. The hope of Jesus, the Bible. This is from beginning to end, all about God's love for people. And we find the hope of God for us through Jesus. Tell your neighbor, there is hope in Jesus. The story of God and the love for his people isn't just for me, it's for everyone. There are times, have been, and I'm sure still will be, some crazy chaos, messy, jacked up stuff that's going to happen in my life. And God's going to give me hope because Jesus. There are things that might have been done to you, said to you, that are not true, and maybe even if they were. But what does God say through his love by giving us Jesus? That we are not defined by what people say. We are not defined by what's been done to us, whether willingly or unwillingly, whether deliberately or not. This is the story of hope. This is the story of God's love for us. We are not what people have said we are. What does God say about who I am? I'm forgiven. I am loved. I am cherished. I am victorious. I have hope. That's what this story is all about. His love for me and for you. Forgiveness, redemption, health, love. We have a story. We have the story of Jesus, and we have our own Jesus story. I want you guys to look up on the screen. We're going to read this next few verses. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go get a great pedicure before you go tell your Jesus story. No, 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 no. Although, you know, it might be necessary. I don't know. But it's not needed to share the Jesus story, because this is something that was given to us freely, so we should be able to freely give it away to our communities, to our neighborhoods, to our family, to our friends, in the places where we live, work, and play. It's the good news. It's the good news of Jesus. We need to take those opportunities to share that good news with others. Here's our final verse. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it, but do this in a gentle and respectful way. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it, but do so in a gentle and respectful way. 1 Peter 3:15 to 16. We are not to share the hope of Jesus in a disrespectful, condemning, finger-pointing way. The Word of God says, in a gentle and respectful way. Because no one's going to care about your hope in Jesus when you're condemning, pointing the fingers, and judging people. God said, do it gently. Do it respectfully. The story of Jesus should always be filled with hope. Jesus gave us a gift as Christ followers to be able to share what that hope actually looks like. It is called communion. So every time that we come into communion and we get to see what an ordinary cup and bread meal look like, we get to remember what it was that Jesus did for us and the love and the hope that comes through faith in him. So I'm going to invite you to please grab your elements of communion. And what we do here at Eastlake Church, we practice open communion, which means everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a special class. Nothing. It is open communion. You are free to take communion. And I'm going to invite you to just get that bread. And as we do this, remember and thank Jesus for giving us the hope that we find in him. Let's take the bread together. Jesus, we remember you. And we thank you. We thank you for the hope that we find in you. Thank you, Lord, that we can have communion with you. I'm going to invite you to drink the cup and remember his love for you. Lord, we remember how your blood was poured out for us. Thank you for the hope that we can find in you, Lord, no matter what circumstance. During this moment, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes for a minute. I'm going to say a prayer, and I would love if you could repeat after me in your outside voices. Father, thank you for sending Jesus into my neighborhood. Jesus, thank you for taking my place at the cross. But you are no longer dead. You are alive. So please forgive my sins and come into my heart. Help me to serve others. And help me to share the hope found in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.